This is a dictation for Dawson Smith, DAWSONSMITH, date of service is 1/13/2025, date of accident is 4/24/2024, date of birth is 7/12/1965. Mr. Dawson Smith is a gentleman who is involved in automobile accidents as a resident driver on 4/22/2024, where he was rear-ended on a driver's side, leading to headaches along with the symptoms of TBI like dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear. He had a nasal fracture, and pain started in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 6 to 7, and numbness and tingling of the left hand with second, third, and fourth finger being numb. The patient chose to have a conservative treatment. He underwent 3 epidural injections so far, and in the lumbar region, and the fracture of the nose got settled down by itself. He has seen an ENT surgeon, and there are no symptoms now, no more pain or any bleeding from the nose. Headaches are not present anymore, no dizziness, vertigo, no symptoms of PBI. The patient only has an issue with the lower back pain. According to him, when he walks more than 20 minutes, he starts having severe pain in the lower back, and it's very stiff. And then he starts feeling a shooting pain to the left posterior part of the leg, as numbness and tingling, and occasionally sharp pain, which is 7 to 8. Lower back pain is also reported to be 7 to 8. But it is mostly on exertion and walking, not on resting. Hence, usually the pain level is between 2 and 3, and ADLs are affected. 50% relief has been reported by the patient so far. Kindly review the records for the ADLs for system review. Additional issues. As well as the expense activities and compliance history. And physical examination, the blood pressure is 132/69, pulse is 99, pulse ox is not taken. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit dated. Dictation number is 0106-035. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue the physical therapy for the lower back area due to the continuation of radiculopathy with the traction and massage. That's what patient chooses. He's released to a light duty job where he can work for 7 hours, 5 days with 10-pound lifting limit. No other restrictions are checked. Drug screen was ordered and has been checked out. Patient is found in compliance. Labs have been investigated and the patient is found to be in compliance. So far, the patient is stable. He is recommended that he may do an EMG of the left lower extremity. He is referred to Northland Radiology for the investigation. The patient will be scheduled for a lumbar epidural steroid injection down the road and a possibly left SI joint injection as well. The patient is provided with no medication at this time. Thank you.